Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather is mild this morning, with clear skies over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze, while Eilat sees a warm start. It's a great day to be outside if you're near the coast. Here are today's headlines. First, Saudi warplanes struck Iran-backed militias in Iraq during the recent conflict, reports Times of Israel just in. Also, the Jerusalem Post reports earlier today that the door to Gaza's future remains closed, despite a ceasefire, according to a statement from a BOP chief after meeting with Netanyahu. Also this hour, Ynet reveals that an IDF colonel warns that fighting in Gaza could resume as Hamas continues to rebuild. Separately, the Forward notes a new Israeli report seeking to shift the debate on the sexual violence reported during the Hamas-led attacks on October 7th. And finally, from I-24 News earlier today, Netanyahu made a secret trip to the UAE to meet with President MBZ amid the war with Iran. Reaction has been swift on social media. AIPAC, a pro-Israel lobbying group, posted just minutes ago congratulating Democrat Denise Powell for her victory, emphasizing bipartisan support for the U.S.-Israel alliance. Eyal Jacoby shared recently that Thomas Massie's actions continue to be scrutinized, hinting at ongoing controversies. Meanwhile, IL Red Alert noted that U.S. and Chinese leaders are set to discuss trade and Iran tensions in upcoming Beijing talks, according to Reuters. Let's go deeper. Starting with the Saudi airstrikes, the Times of Israel reports that Riyadh targeted sites near its northern border. These sites allegedly launched drones and missiles at Gulf states. The implications could increase tensions in the region, affecting diplomatic relations. Turning to the Gaza ceasefire, as reported by the Jerusalem Post, the BOP chief's comments highlight a lack of progress. Despite ongoing negotiations, promises made to the Palestinians remain unfulfilled. This situation may hinder future peace talks and regional stability. Meanwhile, Ynet brings attention to the IDF colonel's warning: Hamas's activities near the Gaza border continue unabated. The military situation remains fragile, keeping residents on high alert and impacting their daily lives. On the issue of sexual violence, the Forward's report seeks to hold perpetrators accountable. This report could change how such incidents are discussed and addressed internationally. It underscores the need for justice and support for victims. Finally, Netanyahu's covert visit to the UAE, as reported by I-24 News, signals a strategic dialogue amid regional hostilities. This could influence future alliances and shape the geopolitical landscape. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that Wix shares plunged 27% as the company returns to losses. Their heavy spending on AI and Base44 has investors concerned. Separately, Mariv Business highlights Europe's unprecedented disruptions. The IEA warns of a sharp decline in global oil inventories due to Middle East tensions and the Iran conflict. And finally, Globes reports that financial institutions are in talks to buy HOT's businesses. Discussions focus on acquiring the company's television services. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 5 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.